That's right, that's right. Woo, give the Lord a hand of applause.
One time. I wanted to play in that microphone stand.
I know she's been down there now, you know. But you know, you can't help but believe that when people enjoy that message, as much as telling the message, as much as singing the message, that they believe the message.
Amen.
So some people get up and sing, and you think, well, I don't know whether they believe what they're singing or not. These people, they're ready for the flight.
Yep.
You know, and some of the people in there, they've been gone. You know, I mean, they're all up there, man, they have a big band, big choir, and all of that type of stuff. You in the choir, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But just keep that in control. That's all you got to do. All right. Are we doing the nursery thing today?
Yes. Kendra's already left to go back here. So any children, 5 and under.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good deal.
You're all back there.
There were a few men that I asked today to help me do something right after the church. And guys, if y'all can do that, just meet me back here in the back. And I made an executive decision on some things. Some of the furniture that's in my office, I'm going to move back out. And I'm going to bring Mom's furniture and put in my office. That way, every day, Mom's with me.
Oh,
there. Well, and Dad's with me too, but I remember how much griped Dad about what this furniture cost. So, you know, I mean, I got Dad in there saying, don't let nobody sit on it, Roger. And I got Mom in there saying, just let them sit on it. It don't matter, you know. So, anyway, that's just sort of my own little personal walk here. But thanks, guys. I ask you to help us with today and get that out there for me. And Saturday we're going to be moving all that in here, Mom's furniture that's going to go in my office. And just keep that in prayer as we're coming this way with it. It's coming Saturday, so pray that the weather will hold out for us. Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is neat in one way, and yet it's not neat, because the same crowd that seems to be praising the name of Jesus on this particular Sabbath day is the same crowd that's going to holler a few days later, crucify. It seems to me that we live in a world that will serve God if it's convenient. See, this crowd that was cheering for Jesus, as we're going to look at in a minute, coming into the Sabbath, they thought that Jesus would do something to make their life better now. Now. This very moment. And that's the kind of people, sometimes, we want God when we need Him, and we want Him now. We don't look to the future. We don't look to other areas and say, God, when I call on you, I want you now. And if you don't do it my way, then just leave me alone. Because God is not going to do things your way. Because you don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. When I do it my way, I mess it up. Anybody else in that same boat, raise your hand. That's right. We're a bunch of messed up people. That's what we are. All right? If you watch on my internet, you're even more messed up sometimes. We have to understand, folks, it's not all about us. We have to figure out to follow Christ's lead. But this particular Sabbath, as we look at it, we call it Palm Sunday. Now let's see why we call it Palm Sunday. Larry, I'm ready if you are. Now, I need to get you to go over this with Larry. There's a word in here known for a coat. And some children may see this and can read and say, oh my goodness gracious. That's what a coat is called. When I get to the word, I may use coat. just so the children here don't think that something here, that we're saying something.
Right.
And it's not Larry's fault, he and I just didn't get a chance to go over this. This is the way the King James reads. So everybody with me, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples. This little community is just right outside of Jerusalem. Saying unto them, this is Jesus, go into the village that is over against you, which you can see it right over the way, over there, and straightway you shall find a colt tied and a colt with her. Loose him and bring him unto me. Okay, wait. And if anyone say aught unto you, ye shall say the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Thank you. Father, as we look at this very significant day in the history of our Lord, may we truly understand. Jesus sees this from one perspective. The crowd's going to see it from another. But may we understand, Jesus knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. May we understand that he knows what he's doing in all of our lives as we come to celebrate what we know of is Palm Sunday. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Understand, Jesus told two of his disciples, go in town. There's a young colt there. Get the colt. Bring the colt to me. If someone says, what are you doing? Because back in this day and time, I mean, it would be like today, someone would walk up to get in your car and take it. Well, you would want to know, what do you want with my car? Same thing. I mean, people use these animals to haul stuff, to ride. It was the work equipment of the day. It was the pickup truck of the day. You go and get a man's pickup truck, you better have a good reason. Everybody with me? Say amen. Well, that's exactly right. So, he says, you tell them, I need the coat. And they'll let you have the coat. So everybody with me? Say amen. All right, here we go. Verse 4. Now this has come to pass, and it might be fulfilled, that which was spoken through the prophet saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold thy king cometh unto thee, meek and riding upon a colt, and upon a colt the foal of a colt. All that is saying was, in Isaiah it says, prophesied that the Messiah would come into the town riding on a young colt. Now why is that important? I'll tell you why it's important. It's because God's word says this is what's going to happen. When God's word says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Now, if this is true, and we know that it's true, can you imagine when we study the book of Revelation? Because that book's true too. Is it true? Look at the world we live in. Look at all that's going on. And how many times have I told you? You keep in mind, look to the Middle East. Never take your eyes off the Middle East, because that's where everything from now on, that's where the tension of the trouble is going to take place. Now, that's not because I'm some great person of world history. It's just because I believe God's word. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, there, here we go. And the disciples went and did even as Jesus appointed them. Now, before I just skip over that, let me understand something here. Jesus told these men to go do something. Now again, it doesn't sound like it's something they really want to do. Basically, he's saying to them, you go into town and you get this young colt and bring it to me. Understand something. This young colt belongs to somebody. You know, they could have questioned Jesus. They could have said, what do you need this for? They did not question Jesus at all. Now, what's this say to you and me? Because there's some times in my life I've got to admit there were some things the Lord asked me to do that I wasn't too crazy about doing. And thought that maybe God and I needed to compromise. That's a neat word, isn't it? Let's compromise. Because I tell couples all the time, sometimes you need to compromise. You need to meet each other in the middle. So I thought, I'll just meet Jesus and meet me in the middle, Jesus. Jesus reminded me, he said, I'm not your wife, I'm not your husband. I'm your Lord. It's different. I don't meet in the middle. I tell you what to do. If you don't do it, you mess up. If you do it, you've got God's grace on your side. Which do you want? Now, he didn't cuddle me. Didn't say, well, it'd be okay, Rock, if you do it your way and I'll straighten it out. He said, you make a choice. Because believe me, we've all made choices that we think we know what we're doing and have messed it up. Huh? Messed it up. Some of you messed it up last week. Yesterday, last year, whatever. If you do it your way, if you get out of the will of God, you're going to mess up. And here's what the real crux of the thing is: when you mess up, a lot of other people pay the price along with it. There have been some times that I have messed up. Yeah, I paid the price, but other people paid the price for it too. Understand. These men just said, yes, Jesus, I'll do what you ask me to do. It's so faith on their part. Like I said, you can just read that real quick, verse 6, and go right on. But I want you to see, verse 6 is very important because these men did what Jesus told them to do. Give the Lord a hand, Father. And brought the coat and the coat and put their garments and he set their own. They went, they got the young coat, they brought the coat to Jesus. Jesus put whatever, not a saddle. I mean, this was not the John Wayne deal now, okay? I mean, they put the blankets and stuff over the young coat. And he set upon it. Now, does this look like King of Kings to you? Coming in on a baby coat. We'll see what happens. And the most part of the multitude spread their garments in the way. And others cut branches from the trees. That's why we call it what? Palm Sunday. And spread them in the way. Here comes Jesus into Jerusalem. They think they're going to lay out, if you will, the red carpet for him of royalty because he's coming in. He's coming in Jerusalem to make things right. Coming into Jerusalem to change all of their lives. They've seen him do miracles. They've seen him do things that no other man can do. He's coming into town to rescue them. That's why they're praising him. He's a king coming to take over Jerusalem. Why wouldn't they think that? They don't judge this crowd too much yet. Why wouldn't they think that? Because they think. Here's where we all get in trouble. Listen to me closely. They think that the King of Kings is now. In their present time, in this time in history. He is King of Kings, but his time in history is not. They didn't know that. All they wanted was to be able to get reprieve from Rome and all of the powers of the day, because this was the one man who could make it right for the Jewish people. So they're excited. They're excited. They're excited. See, a lot of people get excited about Jesus when they think that, you know, he's going to do great things for them. Beyond salvation. To me, if Jesus never did one more thing for me the rest of my life that saved my soul, He's done enough. He's done enough. Everybody agree with that? He's done enough. He went to the cross so that I didn't have to go to the cross. He's done enough. Would you be surprised what people want out of Jesus beyond their salvation? And then this is when Satan takes a hold and runs with it and says, oh, God don't care for you. He's allowing you to suffer, allowing your kids to suffer, allowing you to lose your job, allowing you to lose your income, allowing you to lose your health. When I shared this story a couple weeks ago, the first Sunday, my mom wasn't here, she passed away. Remember he told you that story about how there was 20 people in there with mom? This thing's over here playing the guitar with mom. Melissa's fixing her hair. And I mean, it's party central. You know, ain't nobody else got 20, 30 people in their room in there. And they did it because they loved mom. They didn't know how long mom had. Come to find out, she didn't even have 24 hours past this time. But the Lord gave her some wonderful grace, and she felt pretty good that day. Felt pretty good. And so, everybody's having a good time, telling stories, and that night, she got to see a UK win. So, I'm glad you're happy. But it was just a good, you know, and you remember me telling you the story how the nurse came in and said, hey, do you mind stepping outside of it? And I'm like, talk to you. And I stepped outside and the nurse said, you know, this is a hospital. This ain't a party room. What's going on in there? I said, well, my mom was loved by a lot of people. And I said, we got people that are just in there trying to celebrate with her. Mom's to herself. She's got her right mind. And, you know, they're just, it's her way of trying to say goodbye. She said, well, this is a hospice unit. And she said, I appreciate that. But she said, I can't have 25 people in this room. And who's playing the guitar? They wanted to lock you up. Just down here, I stopped it. I want you to always know that. I got your backside. You know that. And then you remember how I closed the story. I said, well, how about you go and tell her? Let's leave me out of this. And she said, no, I don't want to do it. But when you can, let's begin to thin it out just a little bit. Well, you know, this is the same type of excitement that's going on. We were excited because mom felt decent, and we knew that mom had a home in heaven waiting for her. Okay? And it was a special time. These people think this is a special time. They're excited about it. They're laying down all of the ways so that Jesus can ride in. Am I scared of the baby? Honey, don't be scared, honey. I'm okay. Yeah. Don't be scared. Yeah. Mom, could you scare that boy? Alright, let's end up. Larry, let's go. Look what happens here. The multitudes, hundreds, maybe thousands, that went before him and followed him, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? I want you to look at those last two words, because here's the clue. Some of them didn't know who it was. All they saw in Jesus was that he could change their lives. Look what they're saying. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Who in the world can stir up this kind of attention? There comes a time in our lives when we have to ask, who is Jesus? What is Jesus? And there is no special time on this planet, any special, that Easter time, to ask the question, Who is Jesus? What is Jesus? What's he all about? And the reason I know this crowd didn't understand who Jesus was, because about 4 days, the following Friday, which we call Good Friday, they're going to say, crucify, 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 crucify. Same crowd, going to lay down the arms. Same crowd that's going to sing to him. He's coming in the name of the Lord. But who is he? Who is this? What's this person about? Understand this. Jesus was not concerned about popularity. If they want to follow him in, that would be fine. This is also going to say weakness is going to be absolutely denied by some of his own people. It's the same week when one of his own is going to turn him in. It's the same week when nails are going to go on his hands. Same week when a crown is going to go over his head. Same week where he's going to be beat with an inch of his life. But now he's riding on a colt. Jesus knew that the days was coming when he would have to face Satan's people face to face. Now let me tell you something. When you think about all that he did in that week, the last week of his life, earthly life, he knew what was coming. He could have stopped it. He could have asked God to stop it. But one of the main things he'll say on that cross this coming Friday is he's going to say, Father, forgive them, for they don't have a clue what they're doing. Father, forgive them. You know who part of them is? It's every one of us that's in this room. We're them. We weren't there. But every time we deny Jesus, we're one of them. Every time I make a mistake, I'm one of them. And he says, Father, forgive them. But they don't know what they're doing. God loves you. He's willing to forgive you. He's willing to wipe away your past and give you a future. But you've got to believe in Jesus. You've got to believe that when he went to that cross, he was the only thing on his mind. He comes down really between you and Jesus. Because he died for you in a personal way. He died for me in a personal way. I have said this ever since I've been big enough to be able to preach. If I'd have been the only person on this earth, he would have died for me. The Lord have a father. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you do. touch every life here. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?